Hey, it's Friday morning, and it's been a long week, so here they are.
And now, the Bagpipe Brothers, Michael Giddens and Alex Bauman.
Yeah, they're blowing and going, and they're coming on in here, and we've got some things we've got to talk about. And, you know, since this is a Giddens segment, I want to ask him, what is the first thing that we're going to indulge into on this Friday? Are y'all glad it is Friday?
I am. TGIF.
Absolutely. Thank
that
God.
That TGIF, I just licensed that, trademarked it. No one else can use it. That is my property.
You're about 40 years late, my friend.
It doesn't matter how late you are.
If it's been trademarked before, it does. Try that in court.
Yeah, I'll probably lose.
Not if the trademark. You're
not probably. You will lose.
Unless it's a picture of TGIF, then you're fine.
And not if the trademarks run out, like yeah. Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah, Mickey and Minnie.
That's what run Mickey out Mouse, on him. You know, if yeah. I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, well, I could tell you a Mickey Mouse joke, but I can't do it on here. All right, so what about what were we talking about in this first segment?
I'd say it's pretty Mickey Mouse what the NFL owners are arguing about right now.
Well,
they're getting their butts a little bit hurt about a tush push argument.
They're getting their tush pushed. They're all getting it pushed.
Yeah, real hard.
Bauman, what's your take on this?
The tush push?
Yeah. Are you for it? Or are you against it?
I'm against it.
Why?
Injury concerns.
Okay. I think we crossed this bridge off air, but I'm going to cross it now as we're relating to our public here on the air. How is it any more dangerous injury-related than what they already do in football? How could it be more injury-prone and more dangerous than a punt return or a kick return?
Let me turn this back on you.
Okay.
Has the NFL not made it safer to play football the way they're reffing the game and the changes they've made
with
the
kickoff
and everything like that?
No doubt about it.
It's just par for the course now to make it even more safe.
Eventually, football is just going to be sanitized to flag football.
Well, but you're right. I mean, we're washing it down at every level till it's going to be, you know, I mean, now, you know, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I want to be safe. Listen, there is no better person that I can talk about than Junior Seau is one of the reasons why football needs to be safe. Okay, I'm with it. I want safety. But let me tell you something. If you're standing back there as a punt returner, I'm going to turn it around on you now. You guys, what percentage are you fair catching to returning one?
Me? Zero, because I can't. We've gone through this debate before. I'm not out there on the football field playing anyway, so I wouldn't do a very good job.
I'm saying if you were a punt returner, what percent would be fair caught and what percent would be returned? Just blatant.
On my own hubris, I'm trying to return every single one of them.
Okay.
But my coach is probably going to tell me under a certain circumstances, you got a fair catch.
I don't care what your coach tells you. My point is if you are going to return one, there is a very good chance that you're about to get your clock cleaned.
There's a very good chance on most football players you're going to get clocked. Look, football is a contact sport. It's a collision sport.
Thank you.
That you sign up knowing I'm putting my body in harm's way for either the love of the game, the money I'm going to make, setting my family and its generations that follow up for as long as I possibly can. You don't sign up to play football so you won't get hurt. That's just
and Alex,
I would ban it. I would ban the play because it's a boring play. It's a terrible play.
Hold on that.
It's awful.
Listen, hold up. I want to tell Alex, though, I'm not on Alex here to being against it for that reason. I'm just saying I want the game to be safe. I want the helmets to be more cushioned so we don't have as many concussions. I want us to play on natural grass rather than artificial turf that kills your knees and your back, okay? But when it comes to a certain play, I mean, I just believe it's getting watered down. I told you off the air, one of the reasons that I think that they're mad about this and they want everybody wants to ban it because they haven't figured out how to stop it.
And that's the wrong thing to do. The right thing is to be about player safety, and that's the reason I think it should be banned, not because the Philadelphia Eagles are so good at it.
Okay, but now let me ask you this. In all the times that the Philadelphia Eagles or another team has done the tush push, how many of those plays have you seen somebody get hurt on?
Last Super Bowl, Chris Jones got hurt on the tush push.
Okay, but out of how many? What, one?
I would say there's a few here and there, but not. I would say less than 25%.
Okay, how many times have you ever seen a receiver go across the middle of the field and get de-cleated and get injured?
A lot.
Okay. Have they barred receivers from going across the middle or gotten away from the forward pass?
No.
That's my point. It's part of the game, and I just believe that there's a conspiracy that they want to get rid of it because they have not figured out how to stop it yet.
Well, in the end, they're not going to get rid of it because the ban failed. Wednesday morning in the meeting, they passed it passed with a 22-10. It needed 24 yes votes to ban it. It got 22 of the needed 24. So the tush push will be around for at least another year. But here's the thing. I think the majority thought that it was going to get banned until Philadelphia Eagles owner,
Jeffrey Lurie.
Jeffrey Lurie. He made a speech to all of the owners in attendance, and it riled up quite a few, either in positive or negative emotion. At one point, near the end of the speech, he made an analogy where he said the play was a win-win for the Eagles, adding that it was like a wet dream for a teenage boy.
I don't know if we should have mentioned that or not on radio, but, you know.
He's just repeating a quote.
Yeah, I know.
The ESPN.
Now, hold on. I am going to agree with Bauman on one thing. The tush push to me is not any different than on a field goal, the defensive team getting extra leverage to jump up to block it, getting assistance from another player. I've seen in years past before they banned this where people were jumping off of other people's backs to get height. That's a safety thing too, but that's also, they banned that. I get that. The tush push is really no different than that. I mean, you're assisting a player, right?
Yeah. If they want to not ban the tush push, I think there's a way to fix it maybe to where the offensive lineman can't do certain things like go for the knees or hit in certain areas of a defensive player to avoid injuries. Maybe that's an avenue they go to help alleviate that worry for owners and coaches.
I do believe there's ways you can tweak it. Look at the crackback block, okay, in college and in pro, okay? It's pretty much eliminated now, but there for a while they said if you get your head around in front of that guy that's trailing the play, it's not illegal, right? Yeah. You're still depleting the guy, whether you get your head in front of him or behind him. I mean, if you're behind him, it's a clip.
All right, let's face it. In 20 years, football is going to be a shell of its former self, I think.
I think in 20 years, we're going to be playing with flags.
It's a slow burn. It's going to be take thing away this year, take another small thing away next year until it eventually adds up. I mean, if you look at how football used to be played 30 years ago, it's very different feel than what it used to be. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily feel like it changed all of a sudden, that's for sure.
I'll tell you this real quick, and we'll go into our next segment. You guys will never – I don't even know if you've ever even seen clips from this before. But when I was a young boy, the NFL, the pole for the field goal wasn't on the back end zone. It was on the goal line. I can't tell you how many guys run pass routes to catch a touchdown pass and they got depleted by the field goal post. I mean, you'll find ways to change it. All that did was make a field goal 10 yards longer, but it's much more safer now. So you got to find ways you can tweak it, but Alex may be right in the fact that I'm looking at it a wrong way, but I truly believe that the other owners and the other people that are against this tush push are the teams that have kind of second-guessed it and don't know how to stop it. That's just my opinion.
Terry Pegula said that he was not a fan of the play and wanted it banned, even though he felt like his Bills were good at it.
Well, there's a guy that's riding the fence.
I just think it's not – I mean, this is an entertainment product, right? This is what the NFL is all about at this point, is how much money can they make. It's entertainment. It's sports.
It's not the WWE.
It's sports primarily, but it's entertainment. And I think that it's probably – it's got to be – if it's not the most boring play in football, it's top three.
You say it's boring, Byron?
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
I mean, you know exactly what's about to happen. And the only time it's exciting is when a team actually does some sort of variation off of
like
it.
A trick play, like you hand off to the running back on a jet sweep.
That's the only time it's exciting.
You know why it's boring? Because it's successful.
No, now, there's other exciting. Throwing a deep pass to Tyreek Hill is typically successful, but that's a lot more exciting.
But you don't know when that's coming. You just said it. It's boring because you know that it's coming, and nobody can stop it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's why it's boring. It's predictable, but you can't stop it. It's kind of like putting the refrigerator Perry. Y'all don't remember him, do you? He played for the 1985 Chicago Bears Super Bowl winning team. He was a defensive lineman. Refrigerator, look him up. He was over 350 pounds. But you know what? When they got on the two-yard line, guess what they did? They put him in the backfield on the offensive side and gave him the football.
Yeah. And it's interesting, the Bills owner saying that they're good at it, but I'm pretty sure in that AFC Championship game, they couldn't convert some tush pushes that would have probably won them the game, and the Chiefs stopped them, and because of that, the Chiefs won. So
you know how I say stop it? Don't give them a third and one or a fourth and one.
That's definitely a way to stop it.
Yeah, just stop them on all downs.
You know what's funny about all this? What? After it was announced it wasn't banned, the Eagles went to YouTube and posted a 26-minute montage of the tush push and them doing it.
Hats off to them.